Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series New Creation in Christ. Distribution conditions of this material are described at zoominchristianlife.org. Subject of this audio: Vocation, Calling, and Election. Chapter 1. Every new creature also has a new calling. This new subject is part of the series on the new creation in Christ and aims to follow up on the other themes that preceded it, namely 1. The new creature in Christ Jesus. 2. Forgetting those things which are behind. 3. Reaching forward to those things which are ahead. A characteristic of the new creature in Christ is that the Lord has a vocation for it. That is, the Lord has a calling of life for each one who becomes a new creature in Him. An aspect that demonstrates that this subject is very relevant for the Christian, for by the new birth, one's life receives a new meaning and a new purpose. Thus, every new creature in Christ also has a new calling or purpose in one's life in the Lord, which, consequently, is also distinct from the vocations that an individual had while one did not yet know the Lord. For before one came to be constituted as a child of God, a person acts according to the course of the thoughts of the creation or the world, not bearing fruit according to the will of God and for eternal benefits. Ephesians 2, 1-3. And you He made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the Spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Romans 6, 22-23. But now having been set free from sin, and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the themes mentioned above, we address the aspect that people who do not have Christ in their hearts and as the Lord of their lives are basically living according to the lifestyles called, in the New Testament, Jewish or Greek, circumcision or uncircumcision, and according to the concepts, traditions, cultures, and philosophies arising from these models and their variations or mixtures, which, however, are not models of life in line with the kingdom of God. And since life according to the new creature does not fit into any of the models of life mentioned in the previous paragraph, because the newness of life in the Lord is different from them, the purpose of this novelty of life obviously is also distinct. In other words, there would be no reason for a person to seek to live differently from the two basic models of the natural human being if the new proposition of life did not also have a new proposal of objectives, purposes, or results to be received or achieved. Being still redundant, since the kind of life that the Lord grants to the one who becomes a Christian is new, and it is not comparable to the models of life achieved previously to the experience of the new birth in Christ, also the aspect of the calling or the vocation of the new creature refers to a newness of life. The conditions and the purposes of a Christian are not according to the models of callings or vocations known by a person before the experience of becoming a new creature in the Lord. In this way, considering that the new, in the new creature in Christ, is not something new coming from the natural man and not according to what is externally and materially apparent, but according to what is manifested as new from the heavenly kingdom, it also becomes essential to understand what kind of calling or vocation the scriptures refer to when they teach us that every new creature also comes to have a newness of life in this specific matter. Since the granting of life to the new creature is according to the heavenly kingdom, what becomes the vocation or calling of this new creature is also according to the heavenly kingdom, and not merely according to natural human concepts. In the previous themes of this series, we have already seen that the new creature is given to an individual by a new spiritual birth, according to the Spirit of God, generating a made alive spirit in the one who is born again in Christ. And it is according to the new condition of life given in Christ to an individual that one is also granted a calling or vocation, which, in turn, has characteristics according to its spiritual kind and the heavenly will. A point that reminds us of what is presented in the text below. John 3, 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Seeking a broader understanding of the specific characteristics of the type of calling that the Lord refers to, when the subject is the calling or vocation of the new creature in Christ, is of high, priceless, and crucial value for a Christian not to lean to the attempts to reach the calling in God according to the concepts of callings or vocations of the natural man. Bearing in mind that the natural man does not discern the things of the Spirit of the Lord, it becomes evident that this lack of understanding also includes not correctly discerning the vocation or calling given by the Lord to those who become new creatures in Him. 1 Corinthians 2, 12-14. Now we have received, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The calling or vocation of the new creature is bestowed upon an individual by God and from that which in his heavenly kingdom is established as a calling or vocation pertinent to the new creature. And it is only by seeing these aspects from the heavenly kingdom that they can be understood adequately or according to what God has established for Christians. The new calling that God presents to those who have come to be constituted as a new creature is given so that there is also an effective adjustment in the purpose for which an individual acts in a natural calling and the way one acts in one's natural vocations. An aspect that applies to all Christians. Nevertheless, the vocation according to the new creation, because it has a spiritual nature, will not necessarily also imply a call where the Lord equally instructs everyone to stop acting in the areas in which they already operate in material life. Although the Lord may also, for several specific people, call them even to change the type of activities in which they act in the present world, this does not necessarily apply to everyone who receives the condition of a new creature in God. Through natural birth and natural living conditions, a person may have been endowed by God with a talent or ability for some specific areas in the natural world that will not fall behind before one's new nature in the Lord. For some people, the new calling, as a new creature, will not necessarily conflict with the natural vocation they already exercised before receiving Christ Jesus as the Lord of their lives. This is why it is so important to know the specific attributes pertinent to the type of calling applicable to those who came to be made children of God through grace and faith in the Lord. We understand that it is crucial to insist on this point that each individual who has reached the condition of a new creature also has, from the Lord, a new type of calling. And this, because one of the most recurrent themes in the relationship between people who call themselves Christians, but who may not even be Christians indeed, serving the other gospel and not actually the gospel of God, is the subject of the calling or vocation of a Christian. It is impressive to observe how much some groups of people appreciate the subject of vocation and how much they like to investigate, regarding their own lives and the lives of other people, whether a person already has or does not have a calling from the Lord, but without first, in fact, resorting to the Lord of the callings to know, from Him, what is the type of the heavenly calling or vocation for the new creature in Christ. Considering that fellowship with the Lord and abiding in Him are fundamental aspects of life according to the new creature, it is impressive to observe how much a high number of people, who call themselves Christians, have sought to unveil their callings based on what each individual understands to be one's calling. Many do it without considering the fact that only the Lord establishes the type of the calling of the new creature in Christ, and that it is only God who presents the callings to those who are new creatures in Him. The pieces of evidence of the lack of knowledge of many about the type of the calling of the new creature are many and alarming, starting with the inappropriate question, but very recurrent among those who say they want to serve the Lord, that supposedly investigates whether a certain Christian has or does not have a calling or vocation. This question is evidence of a lack of knowledge on the subject, because each or every Christian already has some calling from the Lord in one's very constitution as a Christian, even if one only received Christ in the final moments of one's life. Each or every Christian, even if one's life on earth is ending, has upon him or her the call to eternal life in God, remembering that eternal life is to know and continue to know the Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit eternally. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. John 17:3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. John 11:25-26. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And in addition to the call to eternal salvation, which in reality is offered to all human beings and can be answered by all through faith in the Lord, each or every Christian is called to be an heir of God and a co-heir with Christ Jesus. And, in turn, remaining in this last specific aspect of the calling is far more important and glorious than having a great calling to do works on earth, although God can and does call His children to do good and fruitful works on earth. So, what could be more glorious than being called by the Lord to become a child and heir of the one and eternal God? Considering that God created the heavens and the earth, and that God can even undo them and make new heavens and a new earth, there is no calling for a Christian that can surpass the value of the calling to be eternally a child of God, an heir of God, and joint heir with Christ. 1 John 3:1. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. How, then, can a Christian wisely ask another Christian if one has a calling from God or in God for one's life? The question to any Christian in order to investigate if one already has or if one still lacks a calling in the Lord is not appropriate to be asked in the light of the Lord's Scriptures, for each or every Christian has the calling to be in God and have God as one's inheritance forever. The condition of life according to the new creation is so new that the merely human mentality or knowledge does not know or understand it without being shown and taught from heaven. For this reason, the Christian is called to have an encounter with the transformation of one's life also through the renewing of one's understanding. The Christian is called to renew one's mind according to what one is taught from the heavenly kingdom, so that one can then grow in a more intense practical experience of life according to the will of the Lord. Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Thus, without a Christian answering the calling or the vocation for the renewal of one's understanding through fellowship with the Lord and with His Word, what one thinks or cogitates to be God's calling for one's life can be based on one's own understanding or the understanding passed on culturally by generations, and not according to the light of Christ's presence in one's heart. Every Christian is likewise called to awaken and to willingly present oneself before Christ to be enlightened and taught by the Lord about what God's will is for one's life, which is not according to the natural man but according to the spiritual man or the new creature. Without heeding the calling or vocation to first know God's will, the calling that is extended to all Christians, Further attempts to realize or practice a so-called calling of God are liable to be a waste of life, time, and resources in a world surrounded by evil days. They will be subject to being the expression of a foolish walking and not according to the wisdom of God, the wisdom that all people are called to seek first. Ephesians 5:14-17. Therefore he says, "Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Furthermore, without heeding the calling or the vocation to be enlightened by Christ Jesus to know the will of God specifically for the new creature, and without discerning that the new creation in Christ is extended callings also according to its nature and species, people are liable to be easily inclined to think, mistakenly, that the concepts of the Lord's calling to people are similar to the types of callings that were under the law of Moses or the order of Aaron, which, however, has already been revoked by God with the work of Christ on the cross of Calvary. The concepts of callings under the law of Moses, which separated and singled out some people to be priests or Levites, are no longer valid in Christ Jesus, where each Christian has only one eternal high priest and where each Christian is a priest of one's life before God jointly with Christ. The concepts or mindsets that seek to emphasize that some people are specially called to serve God no longer apply to callings concerning those who are new creatures in Christ. In life in Christ, all Christians, in their most diverse areas of activity, are called to a life in which, in everything, they can glorify God and aim to be the salt of the earth and light of the world. On the other hand, there are multitudes of people who do not even think about concepts concerning the calling or vocation of the one and eternal God for their lives. They live daily according to the natural conditions they see in front of them. However, also for each of these people, without distinction, the Lord has a new calling of life if they, through faith, seek Christ Jesus to know and understand the will of the Lord. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. As a new creature in Christ Jesus, a condition to which God calls all people in the world, each individual has the calling to be, in everything, guided by the Lord and to practice the will of the Lord as instructed by him. And there is no restriction on this calling of the Lord to an individual because of one's ancestry or genealogy, as was the case under the law of Moses and in many circumstances in human societies, remembering once more that. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. Romans 10:12. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. Galatians 3:26-28. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Depending on what they attribute to the concept of calling or vocation, there are people who seek to elevate themselves above others, and there are people who surrender to the dominance of others, as the latter are taught that they belong to categories, or castes, not called to be special. However, this is not the exposition of what indeed is being called by the Lord or having received a calling from God, For the Lord extends his calling to all those who believe in the offer of life that is available to them in the heavenly kingdom. Ephesians 6, 9. Knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. 1 Timothy 2, 3-4. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Some people in the world usually say to others that they were born to be this or that, but under what parameters and on what property do they say this? How many individuals actually consult the author of life, the only God creator of the heavens and the earth, and everything in them, to know what is the also heavenly vocation of life under which the Lord wants them to live and walk in the world? And of those who experience the new birth in Christ and who receive the made alive Spirit, how many indeed consult the Lord about the type of vocation of this new life in Him, instead of resorting to what they had previously heard on the subject of callings or vocations? Therefore, and aiming to cooperate for a growing reflection or meditation on a subject so inherent and vital to the Christian life of every Christian, we will seek to advance in this material on various aspects mentioned in the Scriptures on the theme of calling or vocation and which are specifically aimed at understanding these points concerning the new creature in Christ Jesus. Colossians 3, 1-4. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, or manifests himself, then you also will appear, or be manifested, with him in glory.